It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team. I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right.
Yes, we are. Good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We are here live every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, just to bring you chit-chat on golf, latest, greatest going on, and take us down the fairway, Leslie Fisher. Welcome back, Leslie.
Leslie Fisher.
Good morning, guys. I made it back.
She made it back.
Wow, quite a road trip.
Quite a road trip.
Well, after
tell
my
us
lesson,
what you did after Rory's lesson
after my
and
lesson
Jason
with
Day's
Rory,
lesson.
You know, Jason mm-hmm. Day called me and had to go there, and then Bubba called me. And then,
Bubba needs help.
I've just been giving lessons all over the place.
Yes.
Oh, man. Welcome back. I know it was a great trip, great surprise to the family. We thought it kept you in our prayers on the road travels, you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Caddy Mike Correo. Looping a super looper.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July holiday and all that kind of stuff, and we welcome you back.
And, of course, we always welcome the guy who keeps us down the middle, Agent Gibbs, driving the beer cart for us every Saturday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are great. Golf is great. Mm-hmm. It's rocking, and it's hot. So stay hydrated, folks.
And highlight early and often.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sunscreen,
hats, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. If you're a lady golfer, make sure you have the appropriate attire on. We have a new
we'll get to that.
A new dress code, which we're going to get to. Leslie is she qualifies.
Yep, I got a whole soapbox spiel ready for this one.
Yeah, you were not.
Pay attention, LPGA.
You were not penalized for what you're wearing today.
Yeah,
so
she's good.
Good job. Good mm-hmm. job. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro, Golf Mensa. We're here to hopefully entertain you and give you some information on golf, maybe some golf tips, some golf chit-chat, things going around in the industry. We are brought to you by Ping Golf, the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Ping Golf, pre-selling now, the G400. I told you there was something coming.
Boy, man, it's a-coming.
It's a-coming. So you can stop in your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop. There's three in this location. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Shad Road and Phillips, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. And Orange Park on Wells Road. Stop in and check out the latest. It's going to launch a little later
maybe
this month. So you can
20th, I think.
That's
something
correct.
Like
you
that.
You can be mm-hmm. fit and pre-order. They're being pre-sold to mm-hmm. now. And they are cool looking. And they are bad. To the bone. I've already seen some golfers hit it. I got a chance to hit it Monday. I was invited down the road to play a special golf course south of here mm-hmm. for a gift. So I got to play it, and it's impressive. So you're a Ping fan. I've wanted to be a Ping fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now's your chance, because this is by far, ultimately, it's amazing. They just, you know, it's a true engineering company.
Always has been.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's founded on integrity, taking care of people, and producing and engineering a phenomenal product mm-hmm. that's worth its weight in gold. And speaking of Ping, Caddy Mike, you know, unfortunately.
Yes, we did. Louise Solheim, mm-hmm. who was Karsten's partner, let's just call her what she was, she passed away this past week. 99 years young, so she lived an incredible life, Louise did. And what she and Karsten's, I guess their mission in life became, was to help amateur golfers especially create engineering changes so amateur golfers could have more fun playing golf, you know, perimeter weighting and all different kinds of stuff. And first and foremost, custom fitting. Because Tom Ashton and Leslie Fisher and Caddy Mike Correo should not be using the same golf clubs. And Ping said, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And let's do, you know, in terms of permanent waiting on golf clubs and all this. And Louise, if you go back to the beginning of the Ping answer, you remember the story about that and Karsten's putter, you know, the idea was, oh, this is the answer, A-N-S-W-E-R. And Louise said, why don't you just take the W out?
You didn't know what to call it, yeah.
So it fits better.
So it can fit on the club itself. So that was 50 years ago. And long-term, Leslie, especially as an LPGA professional, Karsten, and through Louise, and was a tremendous supporter of women's golf.
Yes.
They had a tournament every year in Scottsdale or Phoenix area for the LPGA, and the long-lasting, the Solheim Cup doesn't exist without Louise Solheim and Karsten, which will go on. They're having one this year, of course, in Iowa later this summer, but she was a tremendous supporter of women's golf, a tremendous supporter of, you know, amateur golfers and everything, and of course, a tremendous person. You know, they raised a great family, most all of whom are in the company now. But
well, you know, Karsten didn't know what to name the company,
mm-hmm.
and the putter went Ping.
There you go.
And Louise said, "Why don't you call it Ping?
Why don't you call it Ping? Isn't that great?" So tremendous tribute and respect for Louise Solheim. And our regards go out to their whole family.
True American inspiration, legacy,
yes.
Just proves that our country, anything's possible
mm-hmm.
by anyone. So our hearts out to the Solheim family. Thank you world of golf from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
If you golf, if you have been in golf, if you have anything to do, then you can thank the Solheim family because mm-hmm. What do you say? You can't.
You want to play your best. I mean, that was their goal, to get people to do two things, have more fun and play your best.
And if you want to learn your best and you want mm-hmm. to learn all about golf and the history, and I assure you there's some information down at the World Golf Hall of Fame, one of our title sponsors here on the Edwin Watts mm-hmm. Golf Hour. Go right down the road, 95 South to International Golf Parkway, and go to the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum and find out more about the Solheim family. Find out more about golf. Find out more about the players, the game, the golf courses, the history. Everything, again, like I said, A to Z, they have it all. You know, back in St. Louis, growing up for a time in the 70s, they had a slogan, St. Louis has it from A to Z. And that was like the catchphrase for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, the World Golf Hall of Fame has it from A to Z. Okay? And today, speaking of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and our don't go away, Doc. We've got Dr. Tony Parker, the historian mm-hmm. for the World Golf Hall of Fame. And it's very special because there's some stuff going on with the Open Championship across the pond. Okay? So, Doc, we're going to bring you in real quick before we go to break. Good morning, Dr. Parker.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Did you get those wedges?
I did, and boy, I'm trying them out this afternoon, so looking forward to that.
Did you have a chance to spend some time with Louise and Karsten, Dr. Parker?
I did not, sadly. I never met either one of them, so that's a bit of a shame, but there you have it.
Well, they were definitely, you know, it's something that historically for golf is one of the major breakthroughs, perimeter weighting, ping putters, basically most of the putters
custom
today,
fitting.
Even some of the mallets that are coming out, it all evolved from what Karsten created, being a true engineer. He was with NASA, GE. This cat was the real deal, and look what he brought to us golfers.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, he is a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and we have his
That's
locker.
That's right.
And in his locker, we have the Ping 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. The first four generations of Ping putters are on display. And I have to admit, when one was brought in last year, loaned to us, a fellow bought it at a yard sale for $5,
oh,
Ping
boy.
1A, and sent it to Ping and asked to be reshafted and information. And all they said was that it was authentic, and he brought it to us. And I had to show him of course, you know, with the, one of the balls, that it actually goes ping when you putt with it from which the name came. And he was absolutely amazed at that. So we have them on display, so folks need to come see them.
Yeah, I have a few in my collection, and I assure you, folks, you will drive your opponent bonkers. You know, and that's one thing that all has amazed me for many years is why that putters, they haven't done that for putters on the green to kind of get in your opponent's mind where they have different pitches. Okay, I mean, I think that'd be great personally. That's
it. If you mishit it, yeah, you get a different sound. Yeah, of course, that'd be interesting.
Of course, we'll have to involve the USGA. That's another topic. We won't go down that road. Well,
please, not today.
So anyway, hey, Doc, stay on the line. We're going to come back after our first break and really get into the show and the Open and some tidbits and news here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum and Ping Golf. Play your best.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Get more Jaguars coverage from Jacksonville's sports superstation.
There it is, Jags on three, baby. 1, 2, 3, Jags!
1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Are you looking for a reason to sneak out of work just a few minutes early? The Slammer and Squire and King and Bear Golf Courses have a great reason. Golf. Now you can play as many holes as you can after 5 p.m. for only $39 at Slammer and Squire or $49 at King and Bear. How many holes can you get in before it gets dark? Call 940-6088 to book your tee time today. That's 940-6088. Rates are valid through September 30th.
Cooking out with the family this weekend? Add some sizzle to your soiree with Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burgers. They're juicy, delicious, 100% beef, made in the USA with true grit and American pride. Look for Philly Gourmet beef patties, thick and juicy, Angus, and new Angry Steer Sirloin Burgers. Guaranteed to turn summer cookouts into All-American Philly Gourmet Badass Blowouts. Don't be a bubba. Get your Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burger on. Family owned and operated.
Plumbers911.com not only provides trustworthy professional plumbers, they also offer the same trusted service for all your heating and air condition work. Plumbers911.com has 24-hour service, and their heating and air condition technicians are trained to ensure that repair, service, and maintenance of your heating and air condition needs are performed fast. For all your home emergency and not-so-emergency heating and air condition work, remember plumbers911.com and click on your city.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I mow, grow, and care for this place I call home because I want the best version of me. This is why I do it. Right now, a Kubota L-Series tractor can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Kubota. Now through June 30th, 2017, call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For greater power for the great outdoors, see Coastal Equipment.
Coastal Equipment.
Hey, Kim, I know you're crazy about peaches, so I got you this.
Thanks, but that's a smoothie.
Oh, it's not just any smoothie. It's the McDonald's Peach Smoothie.
Peaches in a smoothie?
Here, take a sip.
Awesome.
Make it a McCafe moment and sip a McCafe Peach Smoothie. Chill with a small McCafe Frappe smoothie or shake for just $2. It's time to blend in the fun this summer at McDonald's. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Hey, meteorologist Tim Kiffin here poolside with a live weather update. Today's high is 85 with 0% chance of rain. So grab those swimsuits and... Whoa, scratch that. Grab the umbrellas, everyone.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose from the McDonald's McPick 2 for $5 menu. Pick a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. Add on a Coke. Any size soft drink is just $1. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single item at regular price. A la carte only. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
This is 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Blue here for State Farm. That is correct. I have switched my insurance over to Russ Voorhis. Why? Well, I've known Russ forever. He's a lifelong Jacksonville resident. He's been with State Farm since 1997. They are the largest when it comes to auto and home insurance. You know what? He's not going to deal with you from a sales perspective. He's going to do from an educational one. Understand your policies. Call Russ Voorhis today, 276-9535, 276-9535.
Finding the right auto part means one thing, a quick call to Rusty Acres. With thousands of Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln auto parts on hand, Rusty Acres can deliver it fast. Remember this number, 786-1777. Rusty Acres.
Instant Keys offers honest professional locksmith service for lost, broken, or spare keys. Call Instant Keys at 722-1111. Get dealer-level service in just minutes at a fraction of the cost. 722-1111.
It's not crazy, it's sports.
Just plain crazy.
Share your thoughts on the 1010XL text line, driven by Duval Ford, 641-1010.
Do not let the simplicity fool you.
1010XL. The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
We are back to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour.
We are fired up today.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about something other than golf during the break. We won't go there. Not today. I'm not a happy person about it.
Texting and driving.
Very possibly so. Absolutely. Anyway, we got Caddy Mike, Leslie Fisher, Agent Gibbs, Tom Ashton, and Dr. Tony Parker. And we are the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, fastest 18 holes in golf. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by your local stores, A1A in Butler, Phillips and Shad, and Orange Park, and check out what that means to you. Weekend weather, 75 to 91 both days, and some rain, and hot. How about that? We got the John Deere Classic going on. Patrick Rogers at minus 13.
Yes, looking to win his first PGA Tour event. Mm-hmm.
And guess who is finally shown up to play some golf? DeChambeau.
Oh.
Mr. One Length.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I'm pulling for him. I think it'd be a great shot in the arm for golf and get everybody mm-hmm. thinking about, well, should my clothes be this? Should it be this? You know, hey, it always keeps your mind in the equipment side. Of course, Zach Johnson, he always plays well there.
Yes, he's won this tournament before, a big fan favorite, being from Iowa in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. And he's tied with Charles Howell III, who's got his name up on the leaderboard again.
He's playing a lot of good golf.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. Of course, with the Champions Tour, we got the Constellation Seniors. Round two was canceled
because of lightning. Let me guess who's winning that tournament.
Yeah.
Let me think about it for a minute.
Yeah, what's funny is the two names that were kind of thrown out there as possible infraction breakers or rule infraction ears were Bernhard Langer and Scott McCarron, and both of them were on the leaderboard with the long putter.
How interesting.
Mm. Very interesting.
Corey Pavin must wonder, what do I have to do? What is he, like 10 or 11 under after two rounds? He's still behind Bernhard Langer, who's going for his fourth consecutive senior PGA championship and 10th PGA Champions Tour major.
Yeah, Dr. Parker, you're going to have to make an extra locker for Bernhard when he's done.
Yeah, he needs another one.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we did have, before we put in the players' experience, you know, our inductees gallery, and Bernhard had a quite full exhibit in there. We're going to have to make more space for him. He's absolutely right about that.
You're going to need a tall locker for his long putter, aren't you?
Oh, we've got a couple of them of his, you know, and I've tried it. It doesn't work for me.
Well, I'm a traditionalist. I'm a purist. So
yeah, he's still using his Ping A1.
Make putters can only be no longer than X, and that's the end of the story in my book.
You remember Garrigus tried that little 22-inch putter?
Oh yeah,
yep.
For a while,
that's right.
And I'm sorry, I can't bend over quite like that anymore.
Yeah, but, you're a little taller than Zach Johnson, aren't you?
That's a little bit, yeah.
Hey Doc, what's going on at the Open Championship? You got something you're involved
really
in.
Cool
it's really
thing
cool
going
huh?
on this week, next week.
Well, we got all kinds of things going on. We got next Saturday, we're going to do a little program. I'm going to be talking about under a program called Inside the Tower, featuring the Open. And we're going to bring out some of the things that people don't normally see. We have young Tom Morris's putter that he used in the 1868-1869 Open Champion 21. We've got Arnold Palmer's ball when he won at Birkdale, which is where the Open is this year.
That's right.
The small ball, the 1.62.
Oh, yeah,
ball,
that's right.
Which goes further in the wind and straighter. And he credited using that ball for his win, 61, his first Open Championship. So, yeah, we've got a few things coming out that with Champions Belt from the 1860s, which young Tommy won. Mm-hmm. We've got all kind of good things that we're going to bring out and talk about the history of the Open and then show folks around. They're going to have the chance to actually hit a few shots on our simulator featuring the old course.
Oh, nice.
And Andrews.
Yeah, put them on 18 on the approach shot.
We can do that. Absolutely, we can do that.
Go through the Valley of Sin. Do you think I would make it through the Valley of Sin, Tom?
Well, if they were at St. Andrews, they could.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I would have a detour at Hell Bunker, and I might have to. That's what, at St. Andrews, yeah. You can't get out of that, can you?
I'll tell you what, I've been there several times. I was playing a few years ago with a couple of ministers from Texas. And both of them intentionally hit their balls into the 14th Hell Bunker. Mm-hmm.
So they've said, they could say that they've been to
Hell and back.
Hell and back.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. Wow. Okay, and also
you're going to have a replica jug, right, Dr. Parker?
Well, we've got one replica that we have on display, but we also have Sandy Lyle's claret jug that he won in 1985. Mm-hmm. And that, our guests will have a chance to have the photographs made with that claret jug, which was the one presented to Sandy Lyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. And, of course, all week long we'll be talking about the Open Championship and discussing what is the proper name. It is not the British Open. It is the Open.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of controversy about that. Wall Street Journal, the Golf Digest, everybody's asking what is the proper way to denote that that event. So for me, it is the Open.
Always has been for me, sir.
Exactly. That's the way it should be. Really? Yeah. But, you know, Birkdale has been the site of some great things. I mean, Tom Watson won his fifth Open championship there in 1983. Mark O'Meara won in 1998.
That's where the world was introduced to Justin Rose, right?
That's right. Oh, I was there, you know, when he hit
that were there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've only missed, I don't know, six maybe in about 25 years or so. I love the Open, and it's a great venue. It's people know the game, and they respect the game.
That's where Johnny Miller won, and the world was introduced to Seve Ballesteros.
That's right.
In 76.
Actually, he beat Ballesteros and Nicklaus. Mm-hmm. Beat him by six strokes that day. Yeah, so
that was a lashing. Yeah, that was more of a lashing beat down.
Well, that year was playing like a desert almost, wasn't it,
that's right,
Tony?
Yeah.
I mean, he was hitting one irons 315 yards or something like that. Well, Johnny Miller was.
You can do that when it rolls for 150 yards.
Yeah, well, you got the duel in the sun. You got Watson, Nicklaus.
That's right.
I mean, poor Hubie Green, 10 shots back for third.
He won the B-team event. Somebody won the B-team event last year, too, behind Phil and Henrik Stenson. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think those are the only two guys on the course that day. At least it was for me.
Yeah, that's touted as probably the greatest, next to the four-ball match out in California years ago with Harvey Ward and Ben Hogan and Ken Venturi. That's probably the greatest duo in the history of golf, man.
I think it by far supersedes any final round I have ever seen in any competition.
By one shot. Yeah. By one shot.
And, I mean, they both played unbelievably good golf. And sadly, that's one I missed, so I had to watch it on the television.
Well, you know, something that you can't miss is when you go down to the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum, you have major championships at the Hall of Fame in July. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Well, we got, that's one of our exhibits. As you walk into the major moments, you walk in, and the first thing you see on the left is a leaderboard from the Masters. And what we've done is we put all the names of the winners with their lowest round. But at the top of the leaderboard, our guests can put their name there.
Nice. I can win the Masters at the World Golf Hall of Fame?
With a score of 63. And, of course, somebody did shoot a 63,
mm-hmm.
went into the final round 6 strokes in the lead, and lost by 5 strokes.
Ah, Greg.
Yeah, 1996, Sir Nick Faldo. And then, of course, we've got the green jacket, and we tell some stories. We got Mickelson's 6-iron that he used in 2010.
Hit it off the pine straw, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the one. And then we've got for the U.S. Open, we got Ken Venturi's crystal that was done, a replica of the U.S. Open trophy when he won in 64
mm-hmm.
at Congressional, plus Johnny Miller's clubs that he used at Oakmont when he shot that wonderful 63, which he'll tell you all about.
Oh, yeah. He's going to tell us all about his win in Birkdale when the telecast is on.
Oh, you know he will.
This week. Mm-hmm.
For at least one more year.
At least one more year. Yeah. Yes. I think he signed up for one more year with NBC and Golf Channel next
That's
year
right.
at least.
And then in the open section, we've got, at the moment, we've got the replica of the challenge belt that was given to Sandy Lyle on the 125th anniversary of the Open, along with Seve's wedge that he used in 1979. When he hit that great shot from the car park onto the green on 16th hole.
That's right.
That's right.
He was playing with Hale Irwin in the final round. I remember.
I'm glad
that.
You brought that up. I was going to bring that up and for Mike's behalf, since he's Seve the third here sitting across from me.
The cars were too close to the course. The cars should have been within 100 yards of the fairway. That was their fault.
Well, I'll tell you, on that day, Seve only used his driver 9 times and only hit 1 fairway.
Yeah.
So that kind of lets it gives hope to all of us.
Hope
out
to
there.
All
you
know, of us. That's
you can
right.
play really terrible off the tee and still score.
I mean, that's pretty gutsy. If I hit my golf ball into a parking lot full of cars, I'm going to go hide because people are going to be hunting me down. I'm not going to be able to go play a shot.
Well, at the old course in St. Andrews, there's the road that runs right along parallel to the 18th fairway.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of times I've seen golf balls bounce off hoods and windshields on that street is pretty amazing.
Well, the fairway is only 100 yards wide if you consider one, if you bring one into it. It's one of those double holes, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the fairway is actually close to 200 yards wide.
Yeah.
It's hard to miss. but believe it or not, people do.
I've done it.
Wow. Hey, Doc, speaking of playing golf down there, you got July 26th. Okay, folks, put this on the calendar if you want some twilight golf, okay? Summer Twilight Series at Slammer and Squire. All right, so you can get down. They're going to have it's a fun and social event, 9-hole shotgun event starting at 5:30 p.m. Okay, they'll have some light appetizers and some beverages on the course while you play. How about that?
Sounds good.
So you can break in those new wedges doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try those this afternoon. I'll be up Northampton playing and giving those a shot. I did try the 60 the other day, and I have to admit the spin stopped it on a dime. On a 9th hole, put it about 6 inches, and I like that wedge just to tap in.
Tap-ins are good.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of liking those wedges so far.
Well, let me ask you, was it 6 inches right or left of the hole?
Left.
Left, okay. So I need to tweak that lie about a quarter of a degree to drop that toe. Sorry, you would have holed that one.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's right. If only.
That's custom fitting right there. That's serious custom fitting by Pingolf.
That's right, folks. So if you need some specialized custom fitting, stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop and talk to the repair guys, and we'll tweak it in. That way, Doc, you wouldn't miss that shot 6 inches left. So we can fix that, okay?
That'd be great. That'd be nice.
Oh, man. Well, you know what's great? Also, the Military Police and Firefighters Appreciation now through September 30th. Okay? You're invited down to the Hall of Fame. Play Slammer and Squire for $49 and the King and Bear for $59 all day. Okay? So for those who protect and serve us, and thank you very, very much, okay, check it out. Down at the Hall of Fame, you Slammer and Squire for $49 and King and Bear for $59, and that's now through September 30th.
And if you hadn't played those two courses, they are outstanding. They're in great shape right now. The greens are running nice and smooth. King and Bear is a challenge, but great fun to play. Both of them are great fun to play.
And don't forget, Drive. And, Doc, you got to get this because you can get some historic juniors coming up and put them on the list for down the road. Okay? That maybe we need a junior Hall of Fame branch added on down there, huh?
Well, you never know. We got some guys coming on pretty strong. Matter of fact, we had the Chinese national team in the Hall of Fame yesterday. And those guys can play.
It's unbelievable the scores I'm seeing from like 13 and 14-year-olds. We're talking in the mid-60s, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, the July 22nd, parents, put this down. July 22nd, Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship. The Slammer and Squire is hosting a local qualifier for the 2018 Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship on Saturday, July 22nd.
That's next Saturday, folks.
Do not wait to sign your junior up, okay? Their site always sells out. It's open to boys and girls ages 7 through 15. Visit www.drivechipandputt.com to sign up now. Okay? And speaking of now, Doc, don't go away. We got a slide out of here to break. And the Edwin Watts Golf Hour brought to you by Ping Golf and the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Joe C. from a quaint drinking village with the fishing problem. The Dog from the Og. Noon to 3 weekdays on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops now through August 31st and demo the new Ping G400 Woods, Irons, or Hybrids and register for your chance to win. Four lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping, including the Ping Gold Putter Vault, plus a round of golf. First prize winners from each store get a $50 Edwin Watts gift card. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G400s for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Need a roof? Let me tell you about S&C Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my neighbor's house, and his wife couldn't be happier. They were helpful with his insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. Now, I worked in construction for years, and I got to tell you, I know quality materials and quality workmanship. S&C Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to family, friends, and you. Call 524-8621, 524-8621, S&C Square Roofing with integrity.
At Farah & Farah, when we take your personal injury case, we never forget. It is about the money, your money, to pay your bills and protect your future. Call us at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Hi, this is Lisa the Botanista from Freedom Boat Club, and we're going to get a traffic update from our reporter, George, who's navigating through downtown somewhere. George, what's it looking like out there?
Looks beautiful, Lisa. I'm near I-95 approaching Main Street South. It's clear cruising and wide open as far as I can see.
Wide open? George, what's going on? Where's all the traffic?
Traffic? Oh, you mean like cars? Oh yeah, it's a mess out there. They're backed up like always.
George, where are you?
I'm downtown enjoying a beautiful day on the St. John's River, courtesy of Freedom Boat Club.
George, aren't you supposed to be reporting on today's traffic?
Oh, that got old quick. Too stressful. The city looks much better from the river, enjoying the affordable, hassle-free benefits of Freedom Boat Club.
But George, there's a major tie-up on the northbound interstate that could last for hours. We need you to get out there.
Sorry, Lisa. No time for that. There's some splashing on the water ahead of me. I think it's some dolphin playing. I need to go check it out. See ya.
It's time to get off hot, crowded roadways and enjoy a day on the water. Visit freedomboatclub.com.
The flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I'm Jeff McCall for Trustline Mortgage. My business partners, Alan Tire, Bill Pappas, and Ken Remley, are very excited about 2017. Now, rates have moved up slightly, so stop procrastinating and take advantage of refinancing. Pay off some bills, do some home improvements, or just to save some extra money every month. Now, if you're thinking about buying or building a new home, move quickly before rates creep up even higher. Call Trustline Mortgage today to inquire about our conventional FHA, VA, and construction perm loans, but also ask about the loans that banks and credit unions don't usually offer, like VA jumbo loans, no MI loans, self-employed bank statement loans, and credit issue loans. Don't limit yourself. Explore all of our options. Top real estate agents and top builders depend on us every day. Shouldn't you? Call Trustline Mortgage at 381-LOAN or visit our website at trustlinemortgage.com. Trust your instincts and follow the line to Trustline Mortgage.
Trustline Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 331480.
Funny how suddenly there's so many roofers out there. If the storm damaged your roof, make sure you hire a licensed and respected roofing contractor like Carlson Enterprises. Call 855-91-ROOFING. 855-91-ROOFING.
I'm Cece Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. If you hear an interview on 1010XL that you wish your friends heard, tell them. Go to 1010XL.com on demand. And when you're looking to buy, sell, or build a home, visit sellingwithcece.com.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Yes, we are back. Welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Fastest 18 holes in golf radio. We're here. Caddy Mike Carrillo, Leslie Fisher, LPGA Windsor. Call her at Windsor Park for some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a day and a half left for juniors to sign up for.
Yep. Next week, starting Monday through Thursday, I've got summer camp. It's the 17th through the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
This camp is going to be mainly older kids. So it's going to be ages 10 all the way up to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be so fun. I'm pretty excited about this next camp. If we can't get you into this one, I do have another one July 31st through August 3rd. Mm-hmm. So in 2 weeks.
And folks, if you're junior, you're looking for an instructor for junior golfers.
I saw
the best is right here sitting in the studio.
I saw my man Rex video yesterday.
Yeah, I saw this. I call them Rexamania is coming. His young kid Rex, and he's what, Leslie? I want to say 6, 7.
He is 7 now.
And you've been teaching him for
2 years.
2 years, and he had this driver swing. I said, I wish I could swing like that now. I mean, hold the finish. He had great extension, sounded good, driving it long.
We've been working a lot on his balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With balance, he's created a lot more speed.
Mm-hmm.
So him being able to stay centered in his golf swing
and
pivot and swing is he's improved so much in the past year compared to before when everything was a little bit disconnected and it's hard to
The golfers don't realize the importance of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, balance, tempo, rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, golfers, you never, ever, never swing at the expense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you create efficiency of motion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Parker? I know he's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Actually, I was just saying, I'm playing Windsor Park tomorrow.
Oh,
you are?
It's in great shape
right now. I'll be out there giving it. I'm not a junior anymore. But
that's okay.
No, but you are one of those guys that walks up and goes, okay, where's the first tee and what's the course record?
But
that's pretty much right. And I know I'll never break it, but you always want to know.
If you're smart, you'll get a real quick tune-up from Leslie, a sneaky one.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. How about that?
I don't know if she'll be out there on a Sunday morning. But
this
golf
show, bringing people together.
That's it.
Well, this it kind of stuck in my mind a comment we made in the last segment, Doc, is what about the possibility of a junior, you have some stories of junior golf history?
Not right off the top of my head. I mean, actually, no.
Well, you've got young Tom Morris. You know, if anybody went and saw the movie Tommy's Honor, they saw
his
whole history.
I'll be talking about that story. By the way,
I love that movie.
That's 1 o'clock next Saturday is when I'll be given to talk about.
Oh, perfect. Good. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to our show and then head down to the World Golf Hall of Fame.
That would work.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of stories. Bobby Jones is probably one to really talk about. And speaking about DeChambeau with the one-length clubs, you know, Bobby Jones played with single-length shafts on there, on his clubs as well.
That's
which we
right.
have on display in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, back people don't realize that, you know, for many, many years, you know, there wasn't like, well, each club graduated in increments down. They were like the same length.
That's right.
And you learned how to utilize that tool in a lot of various different ways for the shot
you needed.
They
didn't have numbers on them, Tom.
Nope, they did not.
They had names.
Hey, Dr. Parker, what did they name iron? Give us
a Niblick from, you know, whatever.
Well, you had a Niblick, which is a 9-iron. You had the Mashie, which is a 7-iron.
Mid-iron.
Niblick, which is the 8-iron. Then you have the mid-iron.
It's about 5, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. So, and then you got the brassy, which is a 4-wood. You got the play club, which is both served as both driver and putter.
That's versatile.
Well, you know, the loft is about 6 degrees, 7 degrees, something
yeah,
like
right.
that.
That's right.
Because the greens weren't perfect back then.
Oh no. Well, you talk about folks now using, you know, their rescue clubs or hybrids to putt when they're off the green.
Right, off the fringe, yeah.
Well, that's what they've done for 100 years.
Yeah. It's funny how the hybrid or the rescue club looks exactly like a club from, you know, 150 years ago.
That's exactly right. And it is. I mean, it is just almost the same size as well. So what goes around comes around, I guess. You know? But you're right about the length of shafts and things. You usually just lengthen the grip if you needed to choke down on it a bit more.
So could this possibly be a beginning of the next, you know, what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
So could this very possibly be, you know, it started with the EQL and the 89 or 90 from Tommy Armour Golf.
Right.
And then DeChambeau has kind of arisen and brought up, you know, Mo Norman was kind of knocking on that door. Now DeChambeau is right there. So I've been saying all along, boy, if he can break through and win one, it's really going to create a shockwave in the equipment industry, yeah?
It might do. You know, I mean, the reasoning behind that is same swing, different loft.
Right.
And theoretically that would work. I mean, you would know much better than I.
The issue I would have is, and I'm thinking for myself playing, is grabbing a 6-iron length club for a, you know, shot around the green, those touch feel shots. But don't you have to kind of change your whole game, Leslie, if you have clubs the same length in terms of?
Well, my question to you would be, with your wedge, let's say you were switching between a sand wedge up to an 8-iron for a bump and run. Don't you grip down on your 8-iron to make it the same length as a wedge?
Yes, I do.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's just different loft.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, you know, for and everybody that's out there listening is probably aware of this. And as an instructor, I'm not a very large. I'm definitely not an advocate of a one club Joe. And I say a one club Joe is because if you're 40 yards, well, I need my 40 yard wedge. No, Leslie said, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, Dr. Parker, golfers adjusted with the tool they had. And they learned how to use an 8-iron and add loft to it and shut it down. You know, there's a little shot. There's some shots people don't even use anymore. I'd love to use one on a chip shot where the pin's like in the back corner of the green. And I don't want to swing hard, but I want the ball to have some speed on it. I'll do an old shut the door shot with a flatter faced iron. And that's where basically you play it off your back foot. And you lay the club off, and you grip it to where the club is wide open. As you come and do, you roll those hands and shut it to square. And what happens is that ball comes off, and when it lands, it's got top spin on it. And that thing, without any effort, will roll 40, 50, 60 feet.
Yep.
So that's I like it, okay? I like the idea that it opens up the imagination for shot making for the golfers.
And with the Open coming up, isn't that the event, the perfect event for talking about that? If you play an Open, a links-style course with the wind blown and weather conditions, you might as well take that yardage book and toss it aside, right?
It's all about how creative
that's exactly
you
right.
Can
I mean,
be.
I like links golf. I mean, I prefer that. I'd say 75% of my golf lifetime has been on links courses. It's a completely different game. I had to adjust completely coming back over here. But... like, you know, the Texas way it works.
What are these trees that are out here? What?
Well, there's very few trees. You know,
you these trees are in my way now.
Yeah, the goats eat before they grow.
They got real short trees. They're called gorse bushes, and you don't want anything to do with those, do you?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You can get lost in there.
Hey, yeah. Dr. Parker, you know, it's that bush is talked about and mentioned by the narrators and the commentators during the Open Championship every year. Hey, tell our listeners truly what a gorse bush is.
A gorse bush is extremely thick. Well, in Australia, they call them weeds. we kill them over there.
And then graduate to bush status.
Propagate them, you know. Very thick. As a matter of fact, if you hit a ball into a gorse bush, chances are it's not going to hit the ground. Mm-hmm. It's going to be stuck up in the bush somewhere. Like Tiger, in 2000, on the 12th hole, he hit his tee shot into the gorse bush. It's about waist high, and he played it out of the bush. Very thick. It does blossom, so if you have allergies, it can get to you pretty quickly. But yeah, very thick hedgerows that run about, well, they don't grow much taller than maybe 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get in there, you can figure it getting out. You just don't get out of it.
Well, Royal Birkdale, you know, back, what was it, 1851?
Talking about Prestwick now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Birkdale, it was actually called the Birkdale Golf Club.
Right.
And I think the guy loaned him the land for like five pounds, right, for the land.
Yep.
And that was like a rental,
something like that. Yeah.
Yep. And then a few years later, how did it get the? Do you know how it got the name the Royal?
Yeah. How do golf courses in general get royal status?
Yeah, that's
an interesting
thing. It is
question.
There is for proper royal designation. There is a royal associated with the club.
So Prince Andrew has to join or something.
It was pretty much a lot of times it's honorary members, you know. Mm-hmm. Still, they'll ask for a designation of royal. I'm trying to think right now. Perth was really the first one that was given the royal status. But that comes from
the king.
That's right, or a prince. Now, a prince could certainly give you the royal status as well. If it's a designation in the sense of as a moniker like the Royal and Ancient, the RNA, didn't become that until 1834.
Hmm.
And that was when King, let me think, 1834 was Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the princes, Prince William, I think.
Well, the last time they were at Royal Birkdale, the winner was Paddy Harrington.
That's right.
Beat
back to back,
Greg Norman and others. Ian Poulter finished second, I think. But look at Paddy Harrington. What's he doing? Mm-hmm. He's back on top at the Scottish Open, and he's got all kinds of new changes and swings. But he said in his interviews that, as you mentioned about links, he says, "I love links golf. I play with guys, and I." Today, he was playing with players, and he'd see them attempt a shot. He said, "That's not the right shot. That's not the proper shot."
Well, Phil Mickelson
knew that, that he had an advantage, which he does.
Yeah. Well, he's dropped a few strokes over the Scottish Open just now, and Ian Poulter, believe it or not, is leading. He went to 10 under. I think he's 9 under now. So Poulter's won. But, yeah, I mean, it was when Phil came over, you know, he had always struggled. And 2013, he wins the Scottish Open.
Mm-hmm.
When he came
right
over
before Muirfield,
exactly to get the feel of how to play the link shots, you know, the bump and run, play under the wind, play with the wind, and then of course he goes on to win the Open as well. So you know, there's a real trick to it. I've got a good friend of mine who his tee shot doesn't go over 150 yards, but in St. Andrews it rolls another 150.
Who do you like this week, sir? Next week, I mean, at the Open.
I don't know. I mean, Ricky Fowler, believe it or not, is playing really well at the Scottish Open right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's won that before.
Mm-hmm. He has. Mm-hmm. That's right. 2015, he won it.
What about Tommy Fleetwood?
You know, he's playing.
He's on form, and this is a kind of a home game for him.
It is, and he's showing really well. I mean, he did super at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he comes right back over to the European Tour, and he's playing quite
Well, yeah, one Paris.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is Royal Birkdale the type of course where it's going to take the bomber out of play?
It is. I mean, I've been to Birkdale 3-4 times. Actually, I like the little hillside course, which is right next to Birkdale. But it is. It's one of these courses where you've got to play pretty tight. The fairways are not quite as open as they are, say, at St. Andrews or other places.
Mm-hmm.
Fairways are quite bouncy, I will say that. So these guys who hit the low driving penetrating shots are going to get a lot more carry or a lot more roll than the guys who flight the ball high and land soft. So the advantage is going to be for the guys who can hit the zingers.
Well, the advantage was, Dr. Parker, is our listeners got to learn a lot more about golf from you. You're the historian at the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum, and Dr. Tony Parker, we certainly appreciate you joining us today. We have to slide out for a break.
Always glad to be here.
And have a great time this week. I know.
Yeah, go folks, down and see him, folks.
Go down and see him and listen to him next Saturday. We have to take a break here and go into our last segment here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf and the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
More play-by-play on 1010XL, Jacksonville Sports Radio.
The greatest rivalry in baseball is back at Fenway Park with the Yankees and Red Sox, Saturday at 4 and Sunday night at 8. Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops now through August 31st and demo the new Ping G400 Woods, Irons, or Hybrids and register for your chance to win. Four lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping, including the Ping Gold Putter Vault, plus a round of golf. First prize winners from each store get a $50 Edwin Watts gift card. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G400s for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
We've got heavy traffic delays on the I-80, about an hour wait to get into the tunnel, and more congestion.
This traffic jam is music to Henry's ears. That's because he couldn't drive for 3 months due to back surgery. And since our nurse helped guide him through the recovery process, he'll gladly take this.
Move it!
Over bed rest any day. And we're moving. Aetna, you don't join us, we join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Is your car hesitating or leaking red fluid? Let the transmission physician at your local Cottman Transmission Center check it for free with a TransCheck 21-point inspection. At Cottman, customer service is our number one priority. Ask for Ron at the Cottman Transmission and Total Auto Care Center on Atlantic Boulevard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Adams, the head team physician for the Jacksonville Sharks. Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute are the team behind your team, serving as the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Sharks. JOI offers a complete range of orthopedic care and rehabilitation services to keep the Sharks on the field and in the game. Treat yourself like a pro. Visit joi.net or call JOI 2000 for more information. That's JOI 2000.
If you're a skilled plumber and you're looking for a career that provides competitive pay and great benefits at no cost to you, Local 234 Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, and HVAC Technicians is looking for you now. Just being a part of Local 234 means that you're joining an organization with thousands of members that have the same goal as you, to get the job done right. Visit UA234.com to send your resume today. Local 234, make the right connection.
Instant Keys offers honest professional locksmith service for lost, broken, or spare keys. Call Instant Keys at 722-1111. Get dealer-level service in just minutes at a fraction of the cost. 722-1111.
Jaguar football starts here. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Mike Dempsey here, and I'm going to share a secret about a local company offering you something that their competitors simply cannot offer. At TireOutlet.com, you'll find literally the largest selection of tires, the best quality new and used tires, and the absolute lowest prices on tires right here in your backyard. You can go online at TireOutlet.com or to any of their local stores, and when I say wholesale, I mean wholesale. I've seen it, guys. Their warehouse seems like it never ends. Visit TireOutlet.com. Wholesale prices, premium service.
Jags fans, your EverBank checking or money market account could be your ticket to London this September. Through the EverBank London Getaway, one lucky winner and a guest will be off to London with a pair of tickets to see the Jags at Wembley. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/London. Sweepstakes ends July 28th, so visit everbank.com/London today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents in the United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Entry period from 6/19/17 to 7/28/17. For official rules, how to enter without bank deposit, to opt out, and for complete details, visit everbank.com/London or an EverBank location. Sponsor EverBank.
Sawyer Gas. We respond when you call. Reliable and safe. Meeting all your energy needs. Burning clean without a trace. For your business or your home, Sawyer delivers. Everything's hotter with propane. Sawyer Gas. Driving every day with Sawyer Gas.
It's not crazy, it's sports.
Good, plain, crazy.
Share your thoughts on the 1010XL text line, driven by Duval Ford, 641-1010.
Do not let the simplicity fool you.
1010XL. The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
I love it. Makes me want to be go rafting down the river. Maybe go to like Jenny Springs and pop a cool one and just chill and glide, baby. Welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour this beautiful Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday 10 to 11. Leslie Fisher, caddy Mike Correo, Tom Ashen, Agent Gibbs driving the beer cart. Here we're on the last hole going down the middle of 18. Leslie, you've got a Windsor Park has a membership program going on?
We do have a membership special going on right now, our midweek membership, which is Monday through Thursday. You can play both clubs, Windsor and Julington, have unlimited practice and range use, 20% off golf merchandise, and $20 cart fees for $62.50 a month for your first 6 months of your membership. It is a 14-month commitment. After the $62.50 for 6 months is up, it's only $125 for the two courses, unlimited range, 20% off in the golf shop, and $20 cart fees. It's an amazing deal. And I highly recommend anybody who's wants to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, let's play golf regularly to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Awesome, Leslie. I should do that. I want to send a congratulations and a shout out to our good friend, TPC Sawgrass General Manager Bill Hughes.
Bill, yeah.
He was just promoted to the Regional Director of Operations for the whole TPC network, all these courses all over the country, after 11 years at Sawgrass. The good news is he'll be able to stay and work out of Ponte Vedra and can still support Northern Chapter Junior Golf and the Junior Players Championship and some of these things that he started. He's going to be working on their diversity initiatives, including recruitment planning, culture enhancements, and all of the things to make it great. So congratulations to our good friend, Mr. Bill Hughes at TPC Sawgrass. Those are going to be very large shoes to fill, but I'm sure they'll find somebody and promote from within.
Don't forget, folks, go to edwinwatchgolf.com and sign up for your free publication of The Leading Edge. Latest in golf news from around the world and products and brands. What's in the bag of the best players, tips, lessons, podcasts, swing secrets, special events, and exclusive offers. EdwinWatsGolf.com, The Leading Edge. Sign up. Hey, thanks for joining in this week here in the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We've had a lot of fun. We thank our guest, Dr. Tony Parker, caddy Mike, Leslie, Agent Gibbs in the box. And folks, remember, in golf as in life, it's always the follow-through that really makes the difference. So keep it down the middle. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in, and be safe.